are ready with the Kev.
Oh!
Awesome.
Man, it's so cool. Well, we'll do a little intro thing here. Do it proper. And, yeah, standing by here this morning here, we're going to talk to Kevin Nealon. And Kevin Nealon, best known, of course, here's how it's worded, Kevin, just so you know, for your stint on NBC's Saturday Night Live. Would you call that a stint?
A stint.
Well, how long... I guess it would be considered a stint, but that doesn't seem like a long time.
It seems like 3 days.
Yeah. Or something you put in your artery by your heart.
Yeah.
That too.
Right, exactly. Did it seem like either 3 days or something that was put into your heart?
Well, it did feel like something that was put into my heart, but something good. I was there for a long time, and I liked it. A lot of people, found it really difficult to be there, but I loved it. Although it was challenging at times, but it was a great experience for me.
I remember last time we talked to you, Kevin, we were asking you all about, Hans and Franz, and I was wondering, do you remember how many characters did you do at any given point where they said, well, you got to do this, you got to do this character?
Well, there were certain hosts that would come in and request to be in sketches of
characters. Really? Okay.
Yeah. So,
like, for example, what would be a good example of, like, who would come in, like, and say, hey, can we be part of this?
Well, I think the perfect example would be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Trying to be in Hans and Franz, you know.
And did he like it? Did he like the bit?
Oh, he loved Hans and Franz. And, he used a lot of their phrases when he was running for governor and got in trouble for some of the things, too. But he used this after that for like 8 months to go to his bodybuilding competitions as Hans and Franz. And we had to wear those costumes with all the padding. That was padding inside of those.
It wasn't real?
No, I am shocked.
Oh,
not at all. But, so we went and did that for him, and because he can't say no to Arnold. We became his bitches.
Yeah.
Well, obviously you can't say no to him. I mean, jeez.
He's Arnold. Come on.
Well, yeah.
Especially if you're a housekeeper.
I was thinking that, but I didn't say it. Thank you for saying it.
There you go. Hey, and Kevin, we want to talk about something you were at recently here, because I looked on the schedule. So you just played the Minnesota State Fair, didn't you?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was fun. At first you kind of cringe a little bit. You go, oh, a state fair, yes. But they had a great grandstand, and the people were really responsive. And it's just the epitome of summer, going to a state fair.
Yeah, it is.
Well, and was it like an open-air environment, that type of thing?
It was. And I went with, I played with Dana Carvey and Dennis Miller. It was kind of like an SNL kind of reunion kind of a thing. And it was fun to see those guys again and be on stage with them.
So what is it more, as far as playing a club or playing a fair like that, is there any big differences? Because, your gig is you're up on stage, you're trying to be funny, and you want people's attention to a certain extent, but they're all high on fried food. So is it harder at a fair?
It is a little bit harder at a fair because you could hear the rides in the background, and there's a lot of people walking around and coming in. And and sometimes when you go on stage, it's still light out because it's summer.
Yeah.
So it is a lot more difficult. Oh, and there's no roof on the place either, so you don't really hear the laughs as well.
Yeah, see? Yeah. I would totally pay attention to that. I was setting up for a comedian once, and we used one of those in-ceiling PA systems. Are those not the worst, like in a conference room?
Mm. Oh, yeah, those are pretty bad.
I learned my lesson, and I thought, okay, note to self, bring a giant PA system so you sound like you're a rock concert, so.
Yeah.
Well, and the worst thing, too, I'm from Minnesota, so I know that grandstand really well. There, bugs become a problem. I mean, did you have to choke on any?
That's right, probably.
Now that you mention it, there were a couple of, whatever they were, flies zooming around. But and then you forget, as soon as the last, we end the show, they have fireworks, and it kind of scares you at first.
Right, yeah. That's right. Rush played up there once, and they did fireworks even after that show.
Oh, yeah. They do after every show, so.
So it was you, Kevin. Here's the diversity of being up there is it's doing a comedy show or the cat video convention they had up there. That was a...
It's pretty diverse.
It was pretty diverse, yeah. So, hey, also, can we mention what's happening with this DVD and you being out on the road? Is that you're going out and, obviously doing comedy like we've been talking about, but also you've got this Showtime special. Is how do you see Whelmed but not Overly? Because that's a great title.
Are you whelmed? Well, for me, I'm not overwhelmed or paranoid or anxious about a lot of things, but I'm becoming whelmed.
You are.
I'm getting to that whelmed area, which is the next step before overwhelmed. In other words, I'm aware of some things that are happening. I'm a little bit concerned, but I'm not panicked yet.
Okay.
So what's got you the most concerned? Well, okay, the almost most concerned.
Yes.
Well, I think for most people, it's death and health issues, you know. So for me, it's things like flu shots, you know, needles. It's, you know, it's technology, everything that's coming up on you so quickly, you know. So I, you know, I took this. This is my second one-hour stand-up special, and you know, as a stand-up, you hopefully will evolve over the years. And for me, you know, I start writing more about my own life than just creating silly notions or jokes.
Right.
So that's been the fun part for me. So, you know, a lot of it is that type of material.
Oh, cool.
Excellent. We're talking to Kevin Nealon this morning. Can I ask a Saturday Night Live question, though we started with that?
Well, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think's going to happen to the show now? I mean, it just seems like the door is open and everybody seems to be running out. It's scary.
Well, I think that this is not the first time that's happened. That's, you know, that show is pretty much on cruise control, I think. You know, it's like a boat. People get off it, they get on it. And it's a well-built boat, and I think it's going to be around for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. I
ran into Chevy Chase once, and it was during a time when I was on SNL, and it was a low-rated year. People weren't that enthused with it. But Chevy said, you know what, a lot of people don't remember this, but even in the original years of SNL, the first 5 years, we had like one out of every three shows was good, but people don't remember that.
Yeah,
no.
You know what? Yeah, until you start watching them back to back to back, which is what people do nowadays, you know, find an era of Saturday Night Live and then, you know, plow through them. We do that over the weekends. And when you're doing that, then you kind of go, oh, okay, yeah. You know, but the older ones were funny because they were so long. Everybody took their time. George Carlin would be on, you know, and they'd give him tons of time, you know, instead of a minute.
That's true.
Ate
that up, you know. So we'll see you on the road, right? We'll check on your website and we'll be able to find out where you're going to be appearing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting out there and having some fun.
So, well, and by the way, tell your webmaster, unless it's you.
Yeah.
Is it you?
No.
Okay, you have a really cool website. It is.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's cool. I was on it yesterday, and I thought, wow, I just can't get off of here. It was really cool.
Oh, that's good.
KevinNealon.com.
So we can't get off of
KevinNealon.com.
That's good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kev.
You guys.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Talking to you.